Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning Perak Vav Mishnah Zayin and Perak Vav Mishnah Ches. Perak Vav Mishnah Zayin is going to be continuing our conversation, our discussion, when it comes to the laws of Shichach, when a farmer or his workers accidentally leave a pile of grain and so on in the field. The halacha is that, generally speaking, he cannot go back and retrieve it. He cannot return to go get it. It must be left for the poor. However, one of the exceptions that we learned previously in the Mishnayos was that if a pile of grain, for example, is sasayim, is to say, it's a very large pile of grain, the assumption is that because it's so large, it really wasn't forgotten. The owner, the farmer, the workers, they did intend to go back and get it, and they will go get it, therefore it's not considered to be shichcha. Now, our Mishnah here in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin is going to teach us, just by way of introduction, that the halacha of when it comes to a pile of grain is true when it comes to standing grain as well. Just like when it comes to a pile of grain, if there's sasayim, if there's two seah of wheat that is in that pile, it's considered significant, and therefore it would not be considered to be shecha. The same is true when it comes to standing grain, when it comes to grain that's simply left there unharvested, uncut, as long as it's sasayim, two seah, it would not be considered shecha, and the owner, the farmer, the workers, and so on would be able to go back and cut, harvest, collect that wheat. Says the Mishnah, Kama sheish bo sasayim. When it comes to kama, a word that we've had very often until now, referring to standing wheat, you have standing wheat that's just there. It's not harvested, it's not cut, it's just standing there in the field. Sheish bo sasayim, that it has sasayim, it has at least two seah worth of wheat. Ushchacha, and then the farmer forgets, or his workers forget to harvest to cut this wheat. Says the Mishnah, Eina shecha. It's not considered shecha, it's not considered forgotten, and the owner, the workers may go back and retrieve the wheat. The halacha is the same, says this Mishnah, as a pile, just like a pile that has sasayim is not considered shecha, so too standing grain that is a sasayim is not considered shecha as well, and the farmer may go back and get the stalks. However, says the Mishnah, Ein bo sasayim, let's say the stalks that are standing up do not have enough grain and stalks to be sasayim, to have two seah, aval hi ra'uy la so sasayim, but really it's fit, it's worthy, it's ra'uy, that it could have had sasayim, afilu yishal tofach, even if the grain's poor quality, it's like graspy, it's a very scrawny type of grain, but really the amount of stalks, the amount of grain could have produced sasayim, but because these particular grains, these particular stalks are more scrawny or more wheat or are smaller, they don't produce sasayim. What's the halacha? Is it considered sasayim or not? Says the Mishnah. Ro'unosa ki'iluhi anav shel sa'orim. Says the Mishnah, we view it. Ro'unosa, we view this wheat as if it has enough kernels of barley to be sasayim, even though the grains themselves, the stalks themselves, won't produce sasayim, because the amount of stalks would have been raw, it would have been fit for sasayim. We consider it to be enough to not obligate the farmer or his workers in shecha, and he would be able to go back and collect the grain. So we see from here that that if the grain would be sasayim, then for sure, it would not be considered shecha. But the chiddush of the Mishnah, even more than that, is that even if there's not sasayim there, but the amount of grain could have produced sasayim, could have produced two seah of wheat or a barley, whatever the case may be, it would not be considered shecha, and they would be allowed to go back and collect it. All right, now we're going to continue with Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah was discussing a major similarity between a pile of grain and standing grain. In both cases, if it has sasayim, it would not obligate them in shecha. Now we're going to learn a fundamental difference between when you have standing grain versus when you have a pile of grain. First, by way of introduction to this Mishnah, we should just remember that in Perek Hei Mishnah Beis, there was a Mishnah that taught us a very simple halacha, namely, that if standing grain is forgotten, again, if the stalks of wheat are forgotten and they're not harvested, they're not cut, but they're near another section of wheat that also wasn't harvested and that wasn't forgotten, it just happened to have been not cut yet, then the Mishnah taught us that we sort of put this section that was forgotten with the previous section that's next to it, and we assume that when the workers were going to come to harvest that big section of unharvested wheat, they were going to go and harvest these grains as well. So now we're going to learn a similar halacha when it comes to standing grain. Says the Mishnah, Hakama Matzelis as Haomer vias Hakama. That when it comes to, you have standing grain. This is the halacha, just a repeat or review of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when it comes to standing grain has the ability to save. What does it mean that standing grain has the ability to save? It means that standing grain has the ability to save it from shecha, from it being considered shecha. It has the ability to save omer, a pile of grain, and come and standing grain from shecha. So if either a pile of grain or a standing grain was forgotten, a near comma, near standing grain that wasn't harvested and wasn't forgotten, then it would not be considered shecha. We could sort of throw the omer, throw the comma, and all put it into that same boat with the comma, and assume that it's not considered to be shecha. They'd be able to go and get that as long as it's adjacent, right next to the standing grain. However, says the Mishnah, ha-omer enomat loasa omer veloasa comma. However, a big pile of grain would not have the ability to save another pile of grain or comma or standing grain from shecha. So while standing grain that's next to other types of grain could save that those other types of grain from being considered shecha, because we assume that they're going to cut that standing grain, therefore they didn't forget the omer, they didn't forget the comma, the other comma. However, when it comes to omer, when it comes to a pile, just because you left a pile there that was unharvested or that was not collected yet, that does not have the ability to save omer, another pile or another section of a standing grain from shecha, and those things would be considered shecha, and they would not be considered forgotten, and you would have to allow the poor people to come and collect them. The farmer would not be allowed to go back and collect them. Finishes off the Mishnah, Ezohi kama, what is considered to be kama, a standing grain, shehi matzelas es haomer, that has the ability to save the pile of grain from being shecha. Says the Mishnah, kol she'ena shecha, afilu kelach echad. Any standing grain that wasn't forgotten, it was legitimately just not harvested, but he's going to get to it. Even if it's one stalk of standing grain, that stalk of standing grain, or any amount of standing grain, has the ability to save an omer, a pile, or other kama, other standing grain, from shecha. So just quick review. Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion taught us that both kama and an omer, that even a standing grain that has sasayim, two say of grain, would not be considered shecha if it's left there, provided that it has sasayim. But the Mishnah says that even if there are enough stalks to equal the sasayim, even if this particular batch is a little bit more scrawny and doesn't equal sasayim, it would not be considered shecha, and the owner would be able to go and get it. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, taught us a difference between kama, between standing grain and omer and pile of grain. Namely, when it comes to a standing grain, a section of standing grain, it does have the ability to save omer and kama, pile and other standing grain from shecha. And therefore, if you were to leave a pile of grain or other standing grain next to a big area of unharvested grain, of standing grain, then that would not be considered shecha, would be included in that standing grain. But the halacha is not the same when it comes to omer, when it comes to a pile of grain. It would not work. You can't just have a pile of grain left there, and that would not allow you to include other standing grain or other piles of grain in that for the purpose of shecha. Have a great day.